Hello, sweet parents. Welcome to the When Our Adult Children Walk Away podcast. My name is Dr. Janet Steinkamp, and during each episode of When Our Adult Children Walk Away, I will provide my professional and personal insights, information and opportunities for your self-reflection and growth, tips and tricks to make every day count, and encouragement to keep moving forward. I'm here to help you dig deep and get down to the root causes so that you can find your way out of the darkness to a positive and lasting relationship. Grab your notebook and a pen, settle into your favorite chair, and let's get to it. In this episode, we are looking at what I call the three truths and a lie about the amends letter. The amends letter episode, this episode, was requested by a listener, and certainly it's timely. Lots of people are asking about this amends letter concept. Should we write one? Do we write one? What is an amends letter? And is it the silver bullet? Does it really make that difference to turn the corner in our relationship with our adult child? So I want to do a little sidebar here. If you've not listened to other WCOA podcast episodes, I want to explain that I ground my work in communication. It is my belief, and actually my experience, that effective, respectful, and really intentional communication is necessary to slow down the disconnect with our adult child, start to build a groundwork to reconnect and establish a different and more respectful relationship. And by this, I mean that our estrangement journey can be most effectively navigated when we are focused on our communication and we've really learned deeply about how we communicate, how people perceive us, and how we interpret those who are communicating with us. That level of understanding in our communication is critical to reconnecting, and most importantly, finding out what we need to do differently and how we can improve ourselves for our adult child. Now, having said all of that, I want to look again at this amends letter. What are the three truths? And what is the lie? Or maybe more accurately, what are the untruths that we tell ourselves when we decide we're going to write this amends letter? Are we ready? How do we do it best? How do we extend this amends best for our particular estrangement circumstances and for our adult child? When do we extend this amends? So we're going to dig into those three truths and the lies or distruths. Let's quickly, the three truths in my mind are, does writing an amends letter make a difference? And yes, I believe that's true. The question is, why are we writing it, right? That's where we get into the weeds. The second truth is, does timing matter? And the answer is yes, timing matters. That's the truth. Writing it on our timetable is not necessarily the correct or most effective timetable. The timetable we need to look at is what's best for the recipient, what is best for the adult child. The third truth is how we extend this, our amends. Is it a handwritten letter? Is it a phone call? Do we want to do this in person? What is the best delivery method, or how do we deliver this? And yes, the truth is it matters. It matters to a great degree. And it isn't necessarily solely how we think we need to extend it, but in how we think the recipient is best prepared to accept it, to listen and hear us. So the three truths are why, when, and how do we deliver this amends letter or this extend our amends. The lie or the dishonesty with ourselves, the untruth that we tell ourselves, is that this amends letter is going to make the biggest difference, that all it takes really is for us to be able to extend our apology and for them to listen to us. It's just not that simple. So let's dig into the three truths, and we're going to look at the dishonest parts or the untruths we tell ourselves specific to each of the truths. So if the first truth is, does an amends letter matter? Can it make a difference? And we know that it can. We've heard it. We've heard the stories from other people. We've heard it from other adult children. The evidence is there that it can make a difference. So if that's the case, then what must be true about why we're writing this letter? So the truth is, we have to really understand what we're apologizing for. Not just what they tell us we should be sorry for, but what we know is true about what we need to apologize for. Where is the kernel of truth in what they are telling us, and how that fits into our own knowledge of ourselves and our understanding of our understanding of how we contribute to the estrangement. So let me give you some examples of that so you know what I'm talking about. So do we understand that we maybe come on too strong, or that the other person perceives us as coming on too strong? And if so, how do we back ourselves out? How do we lighten our message? How do we lessen our intensity? What are the key elements of our communication with our adult child that would make the difference for them? How will they know or perceive us to be less than what we've been in the past? And why are we communicating this? Why are we deciding that we need to extend this apology? Are we trying to apologize because we were trying to save face? We want to relieve our own guilt. We are alone. We feel loneliness in the face of this estrangement. Are we somehow trying to reduce our discomfort by extending this amends? If we are, the amends will fall flat. Are we trying to fix something for them, relieve some kind of discomfort for them in their lives? Again, we can't do that for them. They have to take care of business in their own life. So if we are trying to eliminate a problem for them, again, our amends is going to fall flat. This is probably a good time to say that, just to remind everybody, our adult children know us better than any other person walking the face of this earth. In particular, for the moms out there, our adult children know our heartbeat. They know how we breathe when we are excited or sad. They can read us at a biological level. They come from us. They know our bodies. Just as we know them, they know us. So we have to ensure that what we're saying, what we're communicating in our amends letter, is authentic and true and clear. That we are saying what we mean and we mean what we say. The amends letter is an opportunity for us to demonstrate our authenticity, our vulnerability, and our self-awareness at our very core. What do we know about ourselves that contribute to the circumstances? It's an opportunity for us to let them know how much we recognize our contribution to their hurt. It doesn't mean we're not hurting. We are. But that the amends letter is not the place to say it. The amends letter is not about what they did to us, not in any way, shape, or form. The amends letter is a place for us to hold ourselves for us to show our accountability and our recognition of our accountability, and to put it out there, air our dirty laundry, express what we know was our wrong to them, where we hurt them. I believe what stays in the dark grows in the dark. If we don't get it out there and shine light on it, it will fester and grow. They know when we've aired all of the dirty laundry and shown the light in the dark corners, and they know when we haven't. And so it is only to our advantage to be brutally honest with ourselves and express to them what we know, what we have discovered in our self-exploration. So now let's dig into this second truth. When? Yes, timing matters. The truth is timing matters, and the timing is all about them. What's going on in their life? What kind of pressures do they have? Is there a significant move coming up in their life? A significant life change? If that's the case, our amends letter is not going to land the way we want. We need to extend our amends at a time where we know our adult child is feeling strong, they're feeling confident, they're feeling relaxed and safe, where they are at a spot that they can hear us. How do we know that if we haven't been in touch? Well, we know when there are significant anniversaries in their life. We know that a particular holiday might not or might be a good time to extend the amends. Right before a wedding, before or after a child is born, not optimal times. They may be times when the intensity of what we're feeling is heightened. That does not mean the timing is right for the adult child. Let me give you an example of that. I know a woman, I know her well, whose estranged daughter, gone for over a year. She knew when she was talking about when to send an amends letter, she knew in the cycle of her adult child's life, about every 6 months, her adult daughter would reevaluate her life and sort of reorganize things or reprioritize things. And so she knew if she could figure out that 6 month cycle for her adult daughter, she could time out when it would be a good time to extend that apology, that amends. So yes, when matters. And then when we have determined that about our adult child, we do also need to take into consideration where we're at in our life. Are we feeling strong and confident and secure in what we know? Are we feeling settled in what we know about ourselves and how we contributed to the estrangement or the faltering aspects of our relationship? Are we feeling ready and resilient for a response or lack of response, right? What if the silence doesn't end? What if it's just crickets and they don't even reply? Well, that doesn't mean they're not thinking about it. And we need to be ready for that silence. We may not hear back from them for months and months. It may be a year. We're planting seeds and expressing our apology to make amends. That's all. We're not asking for anything in this amends letter. We're not extending hope for anything. We are simply taking responsibility for ourselves, extending that message in a way that we believe our adult child can hear us and a time they can best hear us. And that's it. We're not asking for anything. An amends letter is only to communicate to make amends. It is not to ask for reciprocation. It's not to extend expectations. It is not where we outline our list of what we are disgruntled about or what we think our adult child has done wrong. None of that fits in an amends letter. So yes, the truth is an amends letter can make the difference. Yes, timing does matter. And the third truth is that how we do it matters. If you're in the Facebook groups or you're listening to some of the Q&A sessions that are out there or reading books about estrangement and the amends letter, you will have read or seen or heard about a written letter. What is the best format? Do we write a letter, send an email, send a voice recording? When I was early in my estrangement, I videotaped myself listing all of my faults and all the things I was going to do differently and acknowledging that I knew I really had made some mistakes. It fell flat. As a matter of fact, my adult daughter today, Brianna, will tell me very quickly, "I never even listened to that, Mom. I never even opened it up. It was too soon. My timing was off." Now, when I wrote an amends letter, handwritten note, about a year later, same content, same message, same self-awareness, but at a more authentic level, at a more sincere level. I had a much better understanding of myself. She did read it, and it did start making a difference for her. It wasn't a silver bullet. I would say the greatest accomplishment in writing and sending that amends letter is that I cleaned the slate for me in a way that I knew was most true and honest for her. And that was my greatest expectation, was that I could extend what I knew was real and I knew she needed to hear when she was ready. No further expectation, no request. I didn't even say things like, how are things going? That's a request for information, and that's how they will hear it. No request, no inquiry, no, I hope this makes a difference. I hope you'll give me a second chance. I hope you'll call me. I'm going to follow up in, you know, next week if I don't hear from you. None of that fits in an amends letter. You might intend to circle back in 6 months or a year. An amends letter does not come with an open invitation for us to reach out a second or third time. It is simply to extend our recognition of what we need to do different to be the best mom or dad for our adult child. Now, I can repeat that a dozen times, and if you're not ready to hear that and really sit and marinate in that and take it in, then you're not ready to write that amends letter. What you write will not land the way you hope and intend it to land. And in fact, it can make things worse. If you have listened to my series on grief, estrangement grief, pay attention to episodes 2, 3, and 4. So the first three stages, disbelief, anger, and despair. If you are still circling in those first three stages, you're not ready, possibly not ready, to hear me say the amends letter is only to extend our apology, self-recognition, and ownership. Our remorse, our regret, nothing more. And the reason I say that is because until we are into the stage of acceptance, where we really understand life will not go back to the way it was, life was not okay for our adult child, and we potentially are not at fault. We contributed. Any relationship between two people brings together two levels of contribution, two aspects of contribution. Two people are in the relationship, two people contribute. That's what I'm talking about. What was our contribution? And when we sit in acceptance, we begin to be able to recognize and hold ourselves in the light that our adult child saw us and experienced us. And so, again, if you're in those first three stages of grief, that's okay. It's real. It's normal. When we're ready and want to move beyond that, when we're tired of those first three stages, and perhaps we make a conscious decision. For me, one day I said enough, enough. I'm not sitting in that darkness anymore. I am angry. I'm sorry. I'm sad. And all of that doesn't make any difference. It's not making any difference. It's not changing the relationship. So what do I need to do? I'm ready to do something. I'm ready to make change, to risk some self-revelation that isn't pretty, right? I mean, people had been telling me for a year, Janet, you've got to do these things differently. My mother-in-law, she's gone now. We've lost her since the estrangement, and of course I miss her every day. We had a very difficult relationship, and we had a very mutually, I think, respectful relationship. It was hard work, but we found our way. And so she would say to me, one of the toughest things I've ever heard, she would say to me, "Janet, you've got to keep your big yapper shut." And I was just, it was so offensive. I was so offended when she would say that. And what I know is that she was right. Her delivery was a little tough, but her message was spot on. My grandchildren will say to me, "Mimi, zip it." And I, again, it's a little offensive. Who gets to speak to an adult like that when they're a child? But the truth is, in today's world, that is how children communicate to their parents, to adults. It's much more informal than I would have ever communicated to my grandparents or my parents. I've got two generations, one on each side of me, telling me I need to keep my mouth shut more frequently. At some point, I had to listen. At some point, I had to say, you know what, they're right. And I need to consider what I'm saying, how I'm saying it, when I'm saying it, and if I need to say it. So many times now, I will find myself answering for other people. I recognize it now. I will find myself extending my opinion to my adult daughter or son when they're not asking for it. Now, my son is kind enough to say, "Mom, it's okay," when I'm like, "Oh, no, I'm so sorry, I've got to back up. That is not my place. You are not asking me for my opinion. When you want it, if you ever want it, I'm right here. You know where to find me." And he's always kind to say, "No, Mom, I want to know your opinion." I recognize now that often he does that to be kind and compassionate to me. He's not really asking for my opinion. He wants me to feel good about being his mom, about, you know, having an opinion. And sometimes, you know, he does get some new and different insight. The times that happens is when he comes to me and says, "Mom, what do you think about this? Mom, you know, this is what's going on. Any thoughts about that?" That's the invitation for me to extend my opinion. The times that I put the brakes on and give him the space to come to me, it feels so good. I am rewarded 10 times over. My daughter, much more sensitive, she left us 4 years, and she did that not easily. And I know she did it to a great extent because I could not stop and give her space to decide when she wanted to come to me, when she wanted to extend or ask for my input. So the how matters, the when matters, and the why matters in an amends letter. We have to think about, if we're going to write something by hand and we mail it, what if it never gets to them, right? I mean, there are all these questions. What if they never open it? What if their spouse steals it and tears it up and throws it away and they never know we wrote the letter? All those things are real. What I can tell you about that is I took photographs of the letter so that when the day came that I wanted to reference it again to see if, you know, how did I really sound when I wrote that letter? Or if my adult child would say to me, "Mom, you wrote that letter and you were so accusatory, you were so blaming," I could go back and read it and see if I did miss the mark. Where did I miss the mark? What words could I have chosen differently? And really, are they simply choosing not to listen yet? Are they not ready for the amends? So if you're going to handwrite it, make sure you take a picture. And at some point, you just have to trust that it's going to get there. For me, I didn't have a current address. I didn't have a current mailing address. So I had to address it with the old address and put on the bottom, "Please forward if necessary," and hope the USPS folks were on their toes, right? That they knew what they were doing with forwarding. The other thing about the how is kind of who are you writing it to, right? Who's the gatekeeper? In my case, I wasn't just writing to my adult daughter. I was also writing to her spouse. I'm sorry. I was not only writing to my adult daughter, I was writing to her partner. He was the gatekeeper. He was the one who would either endorse her decision to read the letter or dissuade her or discourage her from reading the letter. He was the gatekeeper. Once I knew I was writing that letter to both of them, it changed the whole letter. I knew I had to apologize to both of them, and I had to explain myself in my new self-awareness in a way that they both could understand and value. If you want to know more about that or talk more about that, you know, go to the website and look for some of my events where we meet and really discuss individual circumstances. Send me an email and I can let you know when those events are. And if you choose not to hand deliver the, if you choose not to mail that letter, what about for some people, they want to slip it in the door, on the front door, and walk away. Now, for an adult child, that can feel really aggressive. You are on their property, you are at their door, you are in their space. So I would caution you about that. I would caution you about any direct delivery. Email can be well received. What I like about email is that it can be saved for later. And you can put a delivery receipt on it so you know it's hit their mailbox. They don't know that that's happened. You can't add a read receipt because they will be notified if you put that on there. But you can at least put a delivery receipt on an email so you know it's hit their email box. I'm going to say just one more thing about this amends letter and the how, and then we'll wrap this up. The length matters. Some people will tell you that it should not be more than one page, that it should be simple sentences, not complex, long, drawn-out sentences, clear, succinct, to the point. I know I did this wrong. I'm so sorry. I understand now how that hurt you. Here are the things that I'm really learning about myself and working on to be better in the future. Pretty simple and straightforward. If you are writing to two people, this is where I differ from others who will give you some advice about writing an amends letter. If you are writing to your adult son or daughter and a gatekeeper, that extends the length of the message, right? Because you're writing to two people. So in my case, when I wrote my final letter, I wrote that letter the first time it was about, 12 pages long. In that case, I wrote that letter for me, right? That was for me to get everything off my chest, to give all the long-winded explanations. And as I cut that back, I think it took me about 6 weeks to really refine the letter. As I cut it back, I ended up with a 3-page amends letter. Again, very clear, concise, direct, to the point. There were a lot of points I needed to make. I was talking to two different people. And I felt really good about the letter. There are a number of people who told me it was too long, that I went into too much detail. I knew for my daughter to hear what she needed to hear in a way that really hit home for her, that was the letter I needed to write. And if it missed the mark, I was ready to take full responsibility for that. I was ready to own that, because the letter I wrote was authentic for me. So that's the sweet spot. Write the first letter for yourself. Don't send it. Expect that this is a longer period of time than writing a letter over the weekend and sending it. This is a real process for a parent to sort through themselves, sort through what they need to say, sort through what their adult child needs to hear, and to feel confident and ready to send it. I'm always happy to look over a letter for someone and give feedback. I think we should probably wrap this up now. I do want you to consider what I've said here. Give it some thought. Write some responses to me. Go to the website. You can respond to me by email at janet@jesteinkamp.com. Send me an email. You can respond to me through the chat on the website. Make sure that you're checking out the website for any upcoming events. If you have ideas of events or podcast episodes you'd like me to record, send that through the chat on the website. The website is whenouradultchildrenwalkaway.com. I know it's a long title, and yet that is really what we're talking about, right? When Our Adult Children Walk Away. So I'd love to hear your feedback. I'd love to hear back from you. And I want you to go out, look at the other episodes, and consider other episodes that might be worthwhile for you. And I wish you the best. I know that this journey is difficult. I know it's long and painful. And I also know you're not alone. You are not alone. There are a lot of us out there walking this same path. So I wish you all the best, and I hope to hear from you soon.